Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 55, The GIMP. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share an intermediate way to help get you into a little bit more of photo editing. So if you ever use Microsoft Paint on Windows, I'm not sure what the or offhand what the Linux and Mac versions are, or if you do, you know, your minor video or photo editing on your smartphone, but you want to take it a little bit further or want to make more adjustments than can be done on your smartphone, but don't have the money, let's say, for Adobe's Photoshop or other high-end photo editing software, or you don't have a powerful enough system, that's where the GIMP comes in. So basically, it's an open source photo creation and editing software along the lines of Audacity for audio, but this is for photos. It is a cross-platform piece of software, so no matter what operating system you have, it should work. So it does work on Windows, Mac, and Linux for most, and for most variations of Linux, you should see the version that is compatible. And it sort of unofficially prides itself as a free alternative to Photoshop. So it doesn't actually cost you anything. You can start learning how to get into more advanced brushes and editing tools and that sort of thing, even before you get, you know, have to spend a few hundred dollars to buy Photoshop. The official website is gimp.org, and if you want to have a portable version, they have that as well. I'll have both links in the show notes. The portable version is basically an installable file you can put on your flash drive. So let's say you're generally using a Windows operating system, then you can just carry it around on your flash drive and use it on any computer. And let's say you want to keep a flash drive for all of your photos, then you can do that as well. So, general uses that I find for it are, it's pretty simple stuff, but something that helps out overall, and it's easier I find to do on a laptop or a desktop computer than on a smartphone. But let's say you take pictures and you want to add a digital stamp, like an e-signature or a date stamp, or just a personal note on it, like a title or something like that, but keep the full resolution of the picture. That's where you can use a GIMP. So I used to do this for a while, but I've kind of shied away from it just because of timing issues and that sort of thing. I'm not picky about sharing my pictures and putting my signature. If I share it, you'll know that I shared it. But basically, if you want to add your signature or a date or a title, you can do that, and you can put in any font that you want. So let's say you want to create your site around Batman photography or something, not to say that you're going to use a copyrighted or trademark term, but you have the font, then you can do that as well. Or if you have your own font that you've created, you can overlay that onto your picture so you have that title. Or if you're a wedding planner and you want to have your company's name overlaid on pictures that you've taken, you can do that as well. Now let's say you took a picture and you want to adjust the brightness or the tint or the saturation or anything like that, then you can also make those changes as well. The changes can be as minute or broad as you want, and you can do inverted colors to add that other color changes and that sort of thing. It's very simple, and you can do things like inversions or percentages and that sort of thing. And you can even go as far as doing or creating your own digital images. So it does have that full Photoshop capability, but in a free environment. It is a little bit more time consuming and difficult. I've never gone that far into it. I'm not that advanced of a user, but if you wanted to get into that or start learning how to do that, you can do that as well. There are many, many tutorials available online and even via the GIMP website. So if you want to learn how to do that, that is an option as well. But basically, it's a full-on way to learn how to get into photo editing, photo manipulation, cropping, resizing, and that sort of thing. So even if you want to create your own icons, you can do that. Or if you want to scale down your images due to space, that is an option as well. So there's very many, or there's many, many uses that you can have for the GIMP, so it's definitely worth checking out. I do use it fairly regularly, more or less regularly, not as much as I used to, but on a very consistent basis. And the logos that you see for all of my podcasts were used in conjunction with Androidify and edited using the GIMP. So if you want an example of what you can do there as well. Now, if you're in the mode of creating things and you find that you do like the GIMP and you want a higher end process or system to be sure to run it as best as possible, or you want to make sure you have the power to run it, be sure to check out our friends at Puget. That's P-U-G-E-T. They'll let you customize the system to suit your needs. So if you want your basic system or a super high-end system to have to do things like video editing, photo editing, play the latest video games at the highest resolutions, then their systems are for you. Be sure to visit geek-io.com/P-U-G-E-T to get the best deals and build a custom system of your dreams. It'll help them show or help them see your support for This Working Droid and the Geek.io network of shows, and we thank them for their support as well. That's geek-io.com/P-U-G-E-T. But that is all for this particular episode. Be sure to email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com if you have any questions or comments or concerns or anything like that. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. Or you can visit our or fill out our online contact form at geek-io.com. And finally, you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01 to get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well if you want to ask questions on Twitter or anything like that. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.